नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव
नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 21। हन्तास्मिन् जन्मनि भवान् मामां दृष्टं इहारहति अविपक्वकषायाणां दुर्दशोऽहं कुयोगिनम् हन्तास्मिन् जन्मनि भवान् मामां द्रष्टां इहारहति अविपक्वकषायाणां दुर्दशोऽहं कुयोगिनां
हन्तास्मिन् जन्मनि भावान्
मामां
द्रष्टां इहारहति
अविपक्वकषायाणां दुर्दशोऽहं कुयोगिनां। हन्त ओ नारद
अस्मिन्
दिस् जन्मनि ड्यूरेशन् आफ् लाइफ
भवान्
योरसेल्फ
मा
नॉट
माम
मी
द्रष्टुम
टू सी
इह
हियर
अर्हति
डिजर्व अविपक्व
इमैच्योर
कषायाणां मटेरियल डर्ट
दुर्दर्शः
डिफिकल्ट टू बी सीन अहम्
आय कुयोगिनां
इनकम्प्लीट इन सर्विस। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद।
जय श्रील प्रभुपाद।
ओ नारद आई रिग्रेट दैट ड्यूरिंग दिस लाइफ टाइम यू विल नॉट बी एबल टू सी मी एनी मोर। Those who are incomplete in service and who are not completely free from all material taints can hardly see me. Please repeat. O Narada,
I regret that
during this lifetime,
you will not be able to see me anymore.
Those who are incomplete in service. And who are not completely free from all material taints can hardly see me. Purport. The personality of Godhead is described in the Bhagavad Gita as the most pure, the supreme, and the absolute truth. There is no trace of a tinge of materiality in his person. And thus, one who has the slightest tinge of material affection cannot approach him. The beginning of devotional service starts from the point when one is freed from at least two forms of material modes, namely the mode of passion and the mode of ignorance. The result is exhibited by the science of being freed from kama, lust, and lobha, covetousness. That is to say, one must be freed from the desires for sense gratification and avarice for sense gratification. The balanced mode of nature is goodness, and to be completely freed from all material dangers is to become free from the mode of goodness also. To search the audience of God in a lonely forest is considered to be in the mode of goodness. One can go out into the forest to attain spiritual perfection, but that does not mean that one can see the Lord personally there. One must be completely freed from all material attachment and be situated on the plane of transcendence, which alone will help the devotee get in personal touch with the personality of Godhead. The best method is that one should live at a place where the transcendental form of the Lord is worshipped. The temple of the Lord is a transcendental place, whereas the forest is a materially good habitation. A neophyte devotee is always recommended to worship the deity of the Lord, Archana, rather than go into the forest to search out the Lord. Devotional service begins from the process of Archana, which is better than going out in the forest. In his present life, which is completely free from all material hankering, Sri Narada Muni does not go into forest, although he can turn every place into Vaikuntha by his presence only. He travels from one planet to another to convert men, gods, kinnaras, gandharvas, rishis, munis and all others to become devotees of the Lord. By his activity, he has engaged many devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj and many others in the transcendental service of the Lord. A pure devotee of the Lord, therefore, follows in the footsteps of the great devotees like Narada and Prahlada and engages his whole time in glorifying the Lord by the process of Kirtana. Such a preaching process is transcendental to all material qualities. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jay Pataka Swaminiti Namine Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Hantasmin Janmani Bhavan Mamam Drishtam Iharhati Avipakva Kashayanam Durdashoham Kuyogina. O Narada, I regret that during this lifetime you will not be able to see me anymore. Those who are incomplete in service and who are not completely free from all material taints can hardly see me. So we see now Narada Muni is explaining that when he finished his service to this sages in whose ashram his mother was working as a maid servant, then he travelled from all over. Almost, you know, the whole description is that he went to the forests and gardens and rivers and hills and everything. And then he sat down under a banyan tree and he meditated on the Narayana form, the 400 form of the Lord. And when he did that, the Lord gave him darshan in his heart. Just within his heart, he got to see the darshan of Krishna, but that darshan did not last for long. It was just for a moment. He just saw and it disappeared. And as it disappeared, he became very disturbed naturally, and very eager, and he didn't know what to do. What is this? Oh Lord, you just give me the darshan and you are gone. I have not even seen you. I even don't know what dress you are wearing. Because suddenly somebody comes in front of you like Krishna and then, can you see everything? No. So he wanted to have a full darshan. Full darshan means from toe to head. And then you go up and, you know, slowly observe each and everything. Because the whole body of Krishna is transcendental. So when he did not see that, he became naturally very disturbed. And the Lord, out of his causeless mercy, talks to him. You know, last time we saw that Lord talks to him, and it's not common that Lord talks to somebody. It's very, very rare. So the Lord himself is explaining now why he did that. He said, for this service, this lifetime, whatever service you did, you get only this much. That's all you deserve. And he says, and then further he says, you cannot see me anymore. Full stop. Like, you know, he is not saying, okay, after some few years I will show you again. No, he says, you cannot see me anymore. Why? Because now he wants him to take a birth again as Narada. This is not Narada. This is just a boy in the previous life. And so the Lord is saying that those who are incomplete in service, ku yoginam. Yoginam is like, you know, you are in yoga, you are in link with the Lord. Ku yoginam means you are not yet linked with Lord. You did something. And then also, if it is kashayanam, kashayanam means material dirt. If there is a tinge of material dirt on you, it's like, you know, in there's a saying in Hindi that, you know, there's a white sheet, it may be very white, but a little spot, can we call it white anymore? It's not tainted. Little. So same way, till you become pure, completely surrender to the Lord, then only you can see Him. So we must always remember that, you know, we have to keep on trying, perfecting ourselves. But before that, don't start expecting results. You know, well, our problem is we start doing something and we immediately want results now. I remember in Chicago, I was giving this class, Sunday class, and somebody asked this question. He says, Prabhuji, I understand everything, but you know, why doesn't Krishna reciprocate? You know, I've done so much. Or some people have done so much, you know, they're chanting for 30 years, 35 years. Why can't they get the result? And my answer was the same, you know, like, Krishna always gives results. But as per his plan, not as per your plan. You are getting frustrated because your desire is not fulfilled. But Krishna knows when to fulfill that. It's like, you know, we go to the exam and we write a paper. And we think that we have done very well, right? And then we don't get those marks. And then we complain. I wrote everything. But ultimately, it's the examiner who's to decide whether you are written or not written, right? So same way, we can keep on trying to please Krishna. That doesn't mean we should stop. Like, you know, exam. When that happens, do we stop it? Do we say, okay, no more exam. I finished. I didn't get the marks I deserved. Some people do that. That's why we have dropouts, you know. The same way, there are dropouts in devotional service. You start with a bang, sometimes with a double bang, and then you whimper away, you know, because your expectations are not fulfilled. You join an ashram sometime and you think that, oh, this will be taken care of, that will be taken. I'll get a green card or visa, or this, then that doesn't happen. Then you don't see that devotee anymore. Then you meet him somewhere. What happened? You're so enthusiastic. Oh, no, it's all right. Oh, yeah, because you didn't get your visa. That means your desire was not to serve Krishna, but to serve yourself. Right? So here, that's why Prabhupada is explaining so beautifully that Krishna himself is totally pure. And he's quoting from Bhagavad Gita, you know, 10th chapter. Arjuna declared that you are Param Dhamma Pavitram, Param Pavitra, everything, all pure, pure, pure. Param means highest. And then he says, The one who has the slightest tinge, how can you approach the pure? And so wonderfully he gives the first instruction. First step is to get rid of mode of ignorance and passion. And then when you reach that level, then you have to give the mode of goodness also. That is the toughest thing for people to do. All the time you see, they will say, oh, what is the problem? Such a man is such an honest person. You know, everything is nice about him. He is even vegetarian, sir. But in Krishna's eyes, you are still not good enough. Because why? Because there is some material attachment. Why are good? Ask a person. Very few can answer that, why you are good, you know. He'll say, no, I don't want to create any problem. Or I want to be very simple, I want to be honest. Why? Why you want to be honest? Why you want to be sincere? Like one Prabhu said, most of the people are honest or sincere because they are scared of the law. Now why are you driving at 45? Car has got a limit of 150. You know why? Not because he doesn't want to, because he knows that if he goes above, he will be given a ticket. So it's a fear. Most of the people are honest because he says, suppose it's declared that from tomorrow onwards, you can take revenge from anybody, you know, with anybody, no problem. The same honest man will kill at least 50 who are on his list, you know. He's not able to say even a bad word to them because he knows that they are so powerful that they will hit him or kill him. In other words, we are circumstantially honest. Circumstantially in the mode of goodness, not by choice. And that is why, and also, even if okay, let's say by some person is really sincere, really honest, but still, as long as he is not surrendered to Krishna, that honesty has no meaning. Why? Because he'll have to come back again. He's bound, you know, that this is my favorite, you know. Guna means rope. Guna means quality, guna means rope. Yes. So what you say is sattva guna. But say guna is there. You have to come back to enjoy that piety. You have to become Bill Gates or this or that, some next life, you know. And then you waste it again. So from Bill Gates you become again Gates something, you know. Because your quota is over. And that's what Bhagavad Gita says in the ninth chapter. That once your quota of piety is finished, you have to come back. Especially when you are in higher planets. You know, you keep on taking out. One day the balance is zero, then you go back. So here, Prabhupada is recommending that you can go to forest, but it's not a good idea. I remember when I'm coming from Bangalore, you know, and there was a time when there was a very famous bandit in the forest, Veerappan, you know, who's a smuggler and this and that, and big ruffian. Even the government couldn't do anything to him for a long, long time. So somebody says, I want to go to forest for meditation. Hey. There are tigers, are okay, they are at least good. But there is Veerappan, who is even more dangerous than. So in other words, where is the peace? You go to the forest, but you know, only Narada Muni, it says that he went to forest and he was not bothered what's going on, you know. And he says, my company was snakes and owls and jackals. And so he went to a Nirjana. Nirjana means no human being. That he chose a place to meditate. Because if you are a human being, then you are disturbed. So instead, Prabhupada is recommending you go to a temple. Stay where transcendental worship of the Lord is going on. Engage in that. That's much better than going to a forest. Because forest, again, you know, you do what? You meditate. Meditate on what? So, you know, all the questions come one by one. Like I remember one time somebody says, Prabhuji, what is wrong in social service? You feed some people, what is wrong in that? I said, nothing is wrong. But after that what? Okay, you've given him food. After that what? What do you mean after that what? I said, Yeah. After that, what do you do? So give food again. Then after that, what? You know, like, what you are doing is the same thing what I am telling you. You are collecting more and more piety. You are in the mode of goodness. So you have to rise above. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, rise above this. Trayagunya. Three modes of nature. He says, don't get stuck there. If you really want to come out. So that's the Prabhupada is recommending. And he is talking about Narada himself. Narada, he says, Narada did not go to forest. And there's a big list Prabhupada gives. He says he is converting men, gods, kinnaras, gandharvas, rishis, munis. He goes to hell, heaven, whatever loka, you know. And what is he doing? Just converting people to become devotees. What did Prabhupada do? Came all the way to America for what? To get his green card, his visa, whatever, citizenship. He didn't even bother. He just came and, you know, he knew that. And when he lands in Boston, he says, oh Krishna, such a horrible place. I don't think anybody is interested, will be interested. He was not even seeing people there, you know, like from the port, how many people you can see? But by that, this Acharya has drawn his conclusion. That time there was no internet, no Google, no nothing, you know, like. He had to literally meet people to find out about them. But he knows. Like Narada knows where the problem is. So, and that's why Prabhupada says finally, such a preaching process is transcendental to all material qualities. He says we should follow the footsteps of general great devotees like Narada and Prahlad and engage in full-time glorification of the Lord by process of kirtan. And this is again another thing, you know, kirtan. Looks so simple, right? People come now to the shop and they ask, oh, what do you do in the temple? And I say, okay, this, first of all, they don't know there's a temple. Then, okay, temple, what do you do there? Do you do any kirtan? Somebody yesterday, somebody asked, do you have some kirtan there? I said, you come and see. Our whole movement is based on kirtan. Whole Hare Krishna movement is based on kirtan. So I said, yes. And then somebody said, I went to some place and I saw them dancing. I said, you come and dance. You want to dance? Nowhere in Shailas you will get a place like this. Said that you don't have to drink and dance. You have to chant and dance. Because everywhere else, it's drink and dance, right? Wherever the dancing is going on, it's drink and dance. Like we had this 4th July, a big dance going out outside. And it was so good that we had to call the cop. Yeah. Now, here's the part of the cop. Yeah, they were more than 200 in the next house, on the street, right up the street, you know, and they're all swinging and
loud
speaker, and they're all, I don't know, I even didn't hear, I was just, I put some cotton in the, because they're next to my window, and they said we are going to be here till 12:30, and at 10 o'clock only we were feeling so horrible, oh my God, and then I think we sort of resort to cops, and then they started dispersing.
Three times. You call
them 3 times
before they came?
Yeah. Okay. So let me stop here. Any question, comment?
So how can we follow in the footsteps of like Narada without trying to imitate
him? Yeah. That's a good point. People are busy imitating only, you know, that's the problem. We cannot imitate because he's empowered entity. How can we imitate? We can't imitate Prabhupada. People imitate Prabhupada sometimes. Oh, Prabhupada did that. So, no, follow the footsteps means follow the instructions. Sometimes say, okay, start walking after him. You can't really, he's got a visa of all the countries, so he will be stopped in the border. unless he keeps you in your pocket, his pocket or something like that. Like Lord Hanuman, one point, you know, he became some small little fly and went into the water pot. And then the water pot, you know, they were also having a border check. So how do you go in now? So some lady was going with a water pot, you know, from Ganga, and Hanumanji entered that. But you can't do that even. Yeah, that's very important that we follow the footsteps, meaning follow the instructions. Or imbibe all the good qualities that they had. That they have actually. Not imitate. Imitation is dangerous. It's like, you know, see somebody, some yogi walking on water. And you try to do that. Walking on fire, walking on... I'm just giving an example. Don't have to even do that. Yeah, but that's what people don't understand the difference between the two. And they say, like a chief minister of one state in India, he was caught in the 5-star hotel with some girls and wine and all that. And he says, what's your problem? Your Lord Krishna also was like that. He was playing with the girls every night. So what is wrong if I do that? You know, he's just imitating Krishna. Of course, the inspector who caught him didn't know. If some devotee had caught him, he would have asked him, okay, now come with me, lift Govardhan. Or lift something. Forget about Govardhan. Lift something with your finger.
Cheap poison from the lake.
Huh?
Cheap poison from the lake. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, see, we do it all for our convenience, that's all. If what is convenient to us, we do that. The moment it becomes inconvenient, and that's what the whole process is, to start with inconvenience, right? Convenient is to be in the material world. Inconvenience is to get out of the material world. So you start with the inconvenience first. That's what Prabhupada says, Archana. Start with the worship. Look at the Lord. Get that attachment. And then slowly, and then of course, Prabhupada's favorite thing is Ramanam Kirtanam. And third one is remember, Smaranam. So third one comes only by the first two. You can't remember Krishna just even if you're not glorified in even once. Okay. Unless of course, somebody may say, Kamsa always remembered him. Like Ravana always remembered Ram. But that's a different situation. Good question, bro. Thank you. Actually, you want to know something? You did not follow something, understand something?
I have any questions.
No? You should have questions. Okay, I will ask you a question. Why did Narada get a darshan of Krishna only for a moment? Remember, I said he just saw him and then Krishna disappeared. Why is it?
Because remember, he said that I'm not going
to
see you. He
cannot
see you
again. Why? Yeah, that's right. You're saying, you're confirming what I said, but give me one reason why he can't see. We read that today.
Would not complete service.
Right, absolutely. That's what service? Krishna service, right? Is not yet completed, the service, so that's why. And the second reason is, if there is a material dirt, then also you cannot. Like in your eyes, if something goes, can you see? Eye starts getting hurt, right? You can't see them clearly. Till you remove some speck or something goes, sometimes you are playing, some dirt goes in the eyes, can you see? The same way. We cannot see when we have this material problem. Okay? Good. I'm glad. Let's stop here. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।